Google reviews.
Tag at fucked up human.
Canyon Creek Behavioral Health. 2.9 out of 5.0. James Driscoll. Local Guide, 2 reviews. 2 hours ago. New. I really want to be able to write something great about experiences of life that I encounter, all aspects of what I put into public. I have to find the need of observed differences from what would be naturally considered to what is actually observed. This is not a delusion but a truth, and I hold the documented record, - my privacy completely smashed to smithereens. I have opted to put myself before the public opinion with all records and all data exposed, - I have nothing to hide, absolutely nothing I say is posted malicious to the wrongdoing acts being received, - but to question why it is that we are being driven to this conclusive direction to put a need to challenge the experts, - when because I am a confirmed targeted individual of gang-stalking. Which must be priority placed into any kind of mental health evaluation process, - the documentation the reality of gang stalking is finally placed onto the health relative documents of the National Institutes of Health, - and still what you attempted to file in Bell County maliciously is outrageous, - I do not desire to be deceived and lied to - for sure. - and records documented this time reflect the holding that Humana denied the hospitalization, - the bill for it was over $10,000, - I did not have a $900 co-payment. The entire bill for involuntary confinement from the transfer of Williamson County Jail System, - can I not find anyone who has the position and role at first initiation to be an independent agent of reason and goodness? Nope. Everything about my stay there in the hospital was holding strong, - nothing but wasting time, - no outbursts, no delivery of therapy that matches onto what has and remains unchecked occurring on the outside of normal life. I seek and demand an answer of where I can have legal capacity to report the conditions of gangstalking, - not just delay of wasted days in a hospital for which next time I guess. Humana is on check to not be a part of the game, and the approval of mental health care, - uncaring of the truth that must apply into the active perspectives of care everywhere. You all avoid the truth, - which had been my most priority agenda to mention, - signed and filed in Bell County Court. How does one evaluate the hidden agenda of the doctor to create the false narrative of having a probable cause, hearing scheduled with the statement? Proposed patient was given the opportunity to challenge allegations that he/she presents a substantial risk of serious harm to self or others, when the truth of the matter, I was never given a notice that these court proceedings were taking place in the hidden background. Prepared by Kara McDermott, due with serious harm to self marked and the there are initials placed. All of which my tone and behavior throughout my continued 24-hour care was calm and polite. Signed, October 21, 2021. How dare you all, - show yourself to be agents of hate involved in conspiracy. My need to press out the NGOV documents on gangstalking, - how that is the foundation that must be acknowledged and put into the therapeutic understandings, - you fail, - and in that fail, I write the truth, - for if Humana did not deny coverage, - I am demanding the detailed reasons why, the court-assigned deception would have kept me in your fog of abuse forever. I already put onto the NPINOCOM record for your hospital NPI page, https://npinocom/hospital/14276710064-temple-behavioral-healthcare-hospital-inc/shows0comments. There was put and still holding the data for it. I am faxing out to everyone the truth. This is the record, - holds. When we find IT needed to fix this, I can remove IT, I mirror truth. http://truthsayerdat.fucked-up-human.spaces/temple-behavioral-healthcare-hospital-incorporated/temple-behavioral-healthcare-hospital-incorporated-in-temple. Texas-Psychiatric Hospital address and contact.pdf. Whomever moderates Google reviews equals this review is within and not violates terms, - this review must remain posted, Thank you.
ES. 4 reviews. 3 weeks ago.
New.
The psychiatrists were the most caring and capable I have had. They connected in a wonderful way and saw me as being a unique individual.
Good food.
Daniel was a great group leader, but the nursing staff waxed and waned in their capabilities. All they did was chart. Ask 3 people for an answer and you got 3 different answers consistently. There is one staff person, nurse, named Cecily, I think, who should be a prison guard. Why would this kind of person be employed at a place where a deft, sensitive hand is needed? FaceTime with loved ones promised.
Gee, every day it was said it would be set up at a certain time, and guess what? Every day, we can't do that. We have to set that up, like they had to calibrate a rocket.
That is not good for a person's mental well-being.
Freezing cold.
Nothing to do but talk to others.
No books or magazines.
Uncomfortable chairs.
But 3 days were 3 too many days.
Response from the owner 2 weeks ago.
Hello.
Thank you for your feedback. We would appreciate the opportunity to speak with you further about some of the concerns you've mentioned. At your convenience, please provide us with your contact information by visiting https://canioncreek.com/. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you again.
Melbourne Iswinger. Local guide, 50 reviews.
3 weeks ago.
New.
Nice and administration actually care about patients and staff.
Response from the owner 3 weeks ago.
Hi, Melba.
Thank you for taking the time to leave us such positive feedback. We greatly value your kind words and will be sure to pass this along to our team.
Thank you again and have a great day.
Tim Marshall.
9 reviews.
A month ago.
Great staff.
Great team of professionals.
Response from the owner a month ago.
Hi, Tim. Thank you for taking the time to leave us such positive feedback. We greatly value your kind words and will be sure to pass this along to our team.
Thank you again and have a great day.
The Beauty Within. Local guide, 31 reviews.
3 weeks ago.
New. I recently received treatment at this facility, and I have to say I am beyond impressed and beyond grateful that I was referred to stay here. Dr. Leon, the night and day staff in my hall were so encouraging, helpful. They did more than what was expected for them to do for patients. I could tell they were tired, but they still gave 100% to their job. They seriously deserve a pay raise. I watched them put up with stuff from unruly patients and they still maintained professional, respectful, and patience with these unruly people. I received what I believe to be great medical help and intervention. I'm writing this review because the staff helped save my life in such a huge way. God bless them. P.S. The cafeteria crew cooks outstanding meals. They worked with my specialized diet and accommodated my food allergies. Dr. Leon, Mr. Roderick, Ms. Ann, Mr. Mark, Ms. Disha, Ms. Carol, Ms. Olga, the night crew and day crew, the cafeteria staff, thank you for making every day easier for me to bear while fighting for my life. My children are happy that mommy came home stronger yesterday.
Thank you.
Update 10/26/201- I strongly encourage to advocate for yourself when it comes to medication. I ended up not needing the certain meds the doctor put me on, and a new doctor switched me to something else. I still stand by my earlier posts. The staff is amazing. They are doing their best to help the patients under the circumstances you're in. Advocate for yourself when it comes to them prescribing you meds. Response from the owner 2 months ago.
Thank you for your kind words.
Shout-outs like this are so meaningful to our team, and we will be sure to pass your comments along. Thank you again and take care. Zach G. 3 reviews. 11 months ago. Beautiful, calming hospital. Awesome staff all around who go above and beyond to make the patients comfortable during their treatment. All rooms are nice and patients are looked after and taken care of 24/7. Therapy is interactive, relaxed. Ancho Coupe. 1 review. 3 months ago. It's messed up when the workers tell you one thing and do another, and on top of that, how did we schedule an appointment at 8, and it's almost 10, and still nothing. This place is under trash management, and I really did not appreciate the attitude and bad judgment I get from the employees. Do not trust this place, do not take your loved ones here. Response from the owner 3 months ago. Hi, Ancho. Thank you for taking the time to reach out to us. We take your feedback very seriously and would like to learn more about your concerns. So that we can better assist you and follow up with you directly, please provide us with your contact information by visiting https://kanionkreek.com/. Thank you again and we hope to hear from you soon. Adele Essa. 1 review. 3 months ago. The residential doctor I had sucked, made me feel extremely invalid, which I've been in the past and one of the reasons I have trauma, and some of the staff wouldn't call me by my chosen name. And there were ants all over my room. The only reason I'm not giving it 1 star is because the patients were great people to connect with. Response from the owner 3 months ago. Hi, Adele. Thank you for reaching out to us. We would like to take the opportunity to address your concerns with you directly. At your convenience, please provide us with your contact information by visiting https://kanionkreek.com/ so that we can follow up with you. Thank you again and we hope to hear from you soon. Daniel Romo. 3 reviews. 5 months ago. I would not recommend this place if you have any interest in getting help for your family member beyond whatever they do in their facility. I called twice speaking to Kelsey who each time said she would have a nurse call me back. Never. Response from the owner 5 months ago. Hi, Daniel. Thank you for taking the time to reach out to us. We take your comments very seriously and would like to learn more about your concerns. So that we can better assist you, please provide us with your loved one's full name and location in our facility by visiting https://kanionkreek.com/. Again, thank you. We hope to hear from you soon. Caroline Cooper. 17 reviews. 7 months ago. While my fiancé was here they were very nice. I called so many times to speak with my wife that I felt bad for calling that much, but they continued to show their kindness, and I got to speak with her basically every time. Response from the owner 5 months ago. Hello, Caroline. Thanks for taking the time to leave us positive feedback. Have a great day. Kevin Warwick. 14 reviews. 5 months ago. Went to get help, they left me in a room for hours just to tell me they don't take my insurance, go see someone else. Are there any places that actually help people and not all about money? Response from the owner 5 months ago. Hi, Kevin. Thank you for taking the time to share your feedback with us. So that we can follow up with you directly. Please provide us with your contact information by visiting https://kanionkreek.com/. Thank you again. Lisa Plumley. 1 review. 7 months ago. Do not bring your loved ones here. They are all rude, and do not let you have any information on your loved ones you voluntarily bring in, and apparently they go get court orders to keep people there that repeatedly state they have no issues with wanting to harm themselves or others. This place is a trap for those that want to seek help. Response from the owner 5 months ago. Hi, Lisa. Thank you for your feedback. We would appreciate the opportunity to speak with you further about your concerns. At your convenience, please provide us with your contact information by visiting https://kanionkreek.com/. We hope to hear from you soon. Thank you again. Brett Hamilton. One review. 9 months ago. The staff at Canyon Creek are so awesome and friendly. They helped my wife with her issues, and since she has been released, they have continued to help her with everything she has had issues with. They are very professional. K. Marie. One review. 8 months ago. Zakia Nesbitt. 9 reviews. A month ago. Response from the owner a month ago. Zakia, we take your feedback very seriously and would like to learn more about your concerns. Should you wish to speak with a representative in more detail, please provide us with your contact information by visiting https://kanionkreek.com/. Thank you. William Kyle. 4 months ago. Response from the owner 4 months ago. Thank you for the 5 stars, William. We hope you are doing well. Take care. Chiara Blair. 13 reviews. 2 days ago. New. Response from the owner 2 days ago. Chiara, we take your feedback very seriously and would like to learn more about your concerns. Should you wish to speak with a representative in more detail, please provide us with your contact information by visiting https://kanionkreek.com/. Thank you. Jadi Dennis. 9 months ago. Rimjas Kenan. A month ago. Response from the owner a month ago. Hello, we take your feedback very seriously and would like to learn more about your concerns. Should you wish to speak with a representative in more detail, please provide us with your contact information by visiting https://kanionkreek.com/. Thank you.